This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Oh, that's what we do here every Tuesday night, educated educators talking education. Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, week off tonight, family issue. So, Johnny, see you next week, and Godspeed, and be safe. Evan.
Yes.
But you're here tonight.
I'm always here.
Dr. Evan Preston.
Ooh, if only, man.
You know, I don't know. Do I have the ability to confer an honorary doctorate on you?
Well, as long as, you know, there's that little asterisk in there. Honorary.
Yeah.
You know,
honorary,
that's a prestigious, expensive title, you know?
It is, and you know, talking about expenses, we're going to be talking about that. In fact, if you want to talk about how expensive education is, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, call us because, hey, it's student loan forgiveness. It's either a celebration, depending on how you're looking at this, or you're just really angry right now that somebody got something that you didn't get. You know what? If you're either one of those people, we want to talk to you. 844-967-2789. Student loan forgiveness is the education news of the century for some people. In fact, according to CNBC.com, we would say, quote, last week, President Joe Biden announced his plan to cancel up to $10,000 in federal student debt per borrower, up to $20,000 for Pell Grant recipients, individuals earning less than $125,000 per year, and married couples or heads of households earning less than $250,000 per year are eligible for the debt cancellation.
This could be big.
Wow.
This could be big for
you, man. Wow. Right? So who's included in that? Now, if you're somebody out there going, yeah, but I make $295,000, so I don't qualify. Okay. I guess we'll talk to you too, you know, if you want to call us and complain. But for a lot of people, this seems like this is resonating well.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. It's kind of a big deal.
So what do we want to do? What do we want to do tonight? We do want to talk about, you know, whether this is a good idea or not, because that's, you know, typically what we do here. In fact, educated educators giving you a very professional, educated, I wouldn't even say opinion, but a fact sheet.
Hot take.
Do want to talk about what does it mean? What does it mean if you have a student loan? Are you qualified? Does this fit you? So, you know, we'll try to break it down a little bit tonight, Evan, so that people get a better sense of going, I don't know, I just heard about it. Does it apply to me? Well, we're going to figure out if it applies to you. In fact, if you want to, that's another person. If you want to call us, if you don't know if student loan forgiveness applies to you, call us at 844-967-2789. We will try to do our best to mislead you or not.
I'll do my best to mislead you.
Yeah. You know, well, come on, Evan. You know, you got to practice that honorary doctorate tonight. So no false information. You are an educated educator talking education. But student loan relief, a lot of people out there have been waiting. President Biden campaigned on debt relief, student loan forgiveness, Xing out your debt, whatever it is, however you want to refer to this, a handout for people who don't need it. Sure. I guess that's what it is if you don't need it. How does one get a student loan? Maybe to start from there, because maybe somebody out there is going, well, I don't even know why people have student loans, you know. Yeah. And Evan, maybe that, you know, I thought college was really, really right. I thought it was really expensive. Well, let's first address that issue. Student loan forgiveness does not make college cheaper. That's a serious issue that higher education has to wrestle with in the future. And in fact, I look forward to more talks about how we actually bring down the cost. But it's a loan. And so anybody, you know, if you're out there paying $450 a month for your 2008 Ford Taurus, you took out a loan to buy that car. You know, it was somebody told you got a great deal of $12,000, 2008 Taurus, Ford Taurus. You're making monthly payments on that $12,000 loan. Hey, if you go to College X and it costs $15,000 to go there, you fill out a free application for student financial aid, which is called the FAFSA. Say that, Evan, FAFSA.
Yeah. Oh, say it five times.
Okay. Free application for student federal aid is what it's called, the FAFSA. You fill that out and then you get correspondence going, hey, you're going to a school that costs $15,000. You are eligible for $7,350 in student loans. Would you like to accept that student loan? And you say yes or no. You take that student loan. And then over the course of 2, 4, 8 years for some people, however long, maybe, and some people don't even finish, but here you are. Over that time, you accumulate, let's say you go 4 years, you take out, you know, $7,200 every 4 years. At the end, do the math. How much do you add up at the end of the 4 years? That's what you now owe, except under this plan, if you're making less than $125,000, $250,000 filed as a married couple, you can get 10,000 of that. What is it? 1, 2, 3, 4 times 7, 28. I'm just doing the math. 28 mm-hmm. and then 4 times $36,000. You get $10,000 off of the $36,000 you owe that college.
Yeah.
Why are people upset about this?
I don't know, man. It's that old time-worn entitlement issue, you know? Like, why do they deserve this? Some people are salty because they were diligent. They worked hard. They made payments mm-hmm. in difficult times. And I guess other people should suffer too. That's not to minimalize their plight in any way. You know what I mean? Because it especially this last 15 years, it's been hard. And some people worked very, very hard.
Right. Okay. So I'm upset because you, Evan, got something that I didn't get is essentially what you're saying. So the reason I'm mad is that, you know, where's my handout? Now, I know nobody out there who actually thinks that student loan forgiveness is a bad idea wouldn't actually phrase it as, look, I didn't get mine, so therefore you didn't get yours. But the reality is that's your argument. It okay. Is. Own your argument. You're mad somebody got something and you didn't get it. All right. Put it out there. And if you're somebody who's mad because you didn't get it, guess what, Evan? They can call 2-844-967-2789.
And we've had,
we'll take every type of caller out there, right?
We've had that argument too. You know, people calling in, maybe struggling to express exactly what about this, you know, rubs them the wrong way. And it falls down on that, you know, that I worked hard.
Yeah, I'm not getting my fair share, and neither should you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Well, you know, so $10,000. So, you know, so breaking down the details. So $10,000 of forgiveness for straight federal loans. And then what is this other part, though, about potentially up to $20,000? That is an additional forgiveness for people who qualified for Pell Grants.
Which is
how do you fall?
That's an economically sort of decided grant, right? People earning a certain amount of money, you get
awarded a Pell Grant because you're in a financial situation where they're like, you get to have this extra
to help you go to school.
Yeah, Pell Grant's a wonderful thing. And so the fact that you have a Pell Grant and student loans, they're saying you can get up to $20,000.
I was a Pell Grant recipient.
There you go.
Yeah.
Look at that. And look where you are. You're an educated educator talking education on Tuesday night.
Yes.
But so that's the $20,000. So if you qualified, then Evan, so as a Pell Grant recipient, did you also receive any student loans or were you fully granted?
Not fully granted. I did receive student loans.
Okay.
And it was in deferment for a large period of time. You know, things were tough.
And so are you an eligible forgiveness person?
I mean, I think so. I don't know. For example, I haven't heard these terms in black and white, right? I haven't heard what could render a borrower ineligible. I haven't heard that information yet.
Okay, so you went to an accredited institution of higher education?
That is correct.
Okay. So I'm going to help you figure this out then. You know, you're the first caller then for tonight asking questions. So you went to an accredited institution, you got Pell Grants, you applied it towards the tuition they were charging you. That Pell Grant wasn't enough to cover tuition, so you then had to qualify for a student loan, of which you got that student loan.
That's correct.
Then, okay. And when you either decided to stop going to higher education or you
graduated,
finished higher,
baby. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I didn't want to assume.
That's
I was
okay.
just putting
no,
it
I,
out
I
there.
I appreciate
you know?
That. Yeah.
Yeah. You know? But so you graduated. So when you graduated, then you are that person who at the end of your time in higher education, you accumulated a debt. Right. And
boy, did I.
Okay, boy, did. And that's the thing. People are like, I don't understand. You know, well, we'll get into the real specifics about student loan debt when I reveal my truth to people.
Doctor, man.
Evan kind of hinted at that. You know, what does it mean to call yourself doctor? It means that you pay student loans for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe it's an indicator of not being that smart. You know, so Evan, here you are, and so you've got an accumulated debt, and then during COVID, and you know, you didn't have the money to pay it back, you went into forbearance, and then during COVID, we've laid off and said, hey, actually, you guys don't need to make payments now mm-hmm. because times are tight. Now, that will also end in December.
That's right. It's interesting, too. So, it's ending right when sort of the forgiveness starts to kick in.
Right. It's a program, Evan. So this is just for you. Just when you have to start paying your loans back, you get to claim up to, because I'm assuming you fall under the $125,000 income level.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I know you're close, but so then you, in January, we'll probably get that forgiveness.
And we can talk about it on the other side.
Back when we get back. More after the break.
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
Love our intro music. It is the best anti-flag. You gotta love that. A little bit of rock and roll, a little bit of punk rock. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. It is the educated educators talking education every Tuesday night. If you want to join the call or you want to join the show, 844-967-2789. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Student loan debt forgiveness, it's out there, it's all the rage. We were breaking down Evan and kind of putting this out there. So Evan, after high school, went to an institution of higher education, qualified for a Pell Grant, so received grant money that wasn't enough to cover, so he applied for a student loan, took out that student loan, graduated from his institution of higher education with a debt load from the loan portion that he applied for. Then during COVID, stopped making payments on that balance because we were all allowed to stop payments if we wanted to without an interest accrual and all those things that make it really hard. Sometimes when people go, well, you don't have to pay it back, we're just going to attack on interest. Other story. And so at the end of this now, what's happening then is, Evan, you on January 1st, have to start making payments again on your student loan balance, except if this goes through the way it's saying, what were you telling me will happen to you?
I mean, it would wipe me clean, you know, as a Pell Grant recipient. My, you know, the amount that I borrowed is under that $20,000 mark. And I mean, there you go. We still don't have some information. You know, there's, I heard maybe this has been updated, but roughly 8 million borrowers are sort of in the system, right? They're automatic. When that date hits, the government already has your information. That debt is gone.
You know, and this just goes back to the FAFSA, the Free Application for Student Financial Assistance.
I remember filling that out.
If you filled one of those out, they already have your information. They already have your loan balance. You know, January, you know, so Evan, you're at that mark where I like the word you use too. You're clean. You're clean, man.
Clean.
Your debt is forgiven.
It's wild.
Forgiven. Dude, what did you do to earn that? No, go ahead. Go.
One thing that I'd like to touch on, and it does sort of relate to what you just asked, right? I know you were slightly in jest, but what did you do to earn that? And sort of, I'll call it a scandal. Something that hasn't been discussed very much that I've heard is how placement works, right? So universities advertise their services, their classes, their degrees, advertise their excellent placement rate, 98% you know, placement rate. And I found that isn't quite the case, you know? And a lot of people borrowed with the expectation that they would sort of have this yellow brick road, right? To gainful employment. And maybe it's Pollyannish to think of that way from the start, right? That it's just not quite that easy. But I mean, the rhetoric used by these universities, I mean, powerful wording about how we will find you work.
Come to my college, Evan, and we, you know, spend the money you don't have, because when you get the degree that my college can give you, the road in front of you is wonderful. As you said, it's a yellow brick road, rainbows, you name it, man, you know. It's the the promised land by finishing that degree, and actually, Evan, the way you put that, I think that's a really nice isn't the right word, but a way to talk about going, like, how do people, because some of the criticism is you went out and you took that debt on your own, you should have realized you weren't going to get paid enough money to pay back that
with the expectation.
And it's like, wait a minute, hold on,
we were very, very reticent to take on that sort of debt. You know what I mean? Like that's a lot of money. And and part of that calculus was this whole idea of placement after the fact.
And the fact that I am going to earn. And there is this part in higher education. You know, some institutions are more hustling than others. But if you get a hustling place, they're going to, promise you 98% job placement, And the next thing you know, you're like, well, heck, I guess I can go to College X because you just told me that if I take out loans, I'm going to make good money when I graduate. Loans don't have to be something I'm concerned about. Oh, my goodness. Now you graduate and you just found out making student loan payments is like, holy crap, I can't buy food. I can't buy a house. I can't pay rent. Yeah. I'm now paying back my student loan, and my student loan period is 10 years. You know, oh my goodness. But here you are, Evan. This is great, though. In January, based on your Pell Grant, based on your student loan, and based on your income level, you are one of those wonderful people who get to be clean, free. Debt is forgiven. Anybody who's got a problem.
I'm no spring chicken.
Dude, you gotta.
I'm waiting for some sort of foot to drop.
You're more springy. You're springier than me, dude.
I'm waiting for some sort of shoe to drop. You know, so I'm not quite in the celebration mode yet, right? I'm waiting to hear if there's any asterisks on here. You know, if there are any limitations or, you know, requisite requirements that can sort of render you ineligible. That's the information.
The only thing that seems to be pointing to the possibility of you, Evan, being put out of this is if the whole program itself is somehow derailed.
Sure.
As we hear some of the people saying, well, this is illegal. The president can't do that anyway. Yeah. The president doesn't have the power to forgive loans. The president only has the power to steal top secret documents, not forgive loan. Oh, wait, that's another show, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it can bleed over a little bit. That was quality. That was good.
You know, what are the president's powers? But so President Joe Biden's forgiving, put in this movement to forgive our loans. We want to talk to you, 844-967-2789. It is Busted Pencils. It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. And we are in the spirit of forgiveness. Busted Pencils, more after the news break. I just want to keep listening, Evan. Man, you put out the music. Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk. The number is 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Student loan forgiveness is upon us. Those of you out there with the loan and you're about to be forgiven, call. We will let you scream Alleluia.
I have a hot take for you.
You have a hot take?
I guess it's not that hot. It's a lukewarm take.
Okay.
People have been, you know, they've been upset with Uncle Joe for a while.
Okay. All right.
You know, his favorability rating is not so hot.
He made inflation happen. He made gas, you know, yeah, he's really screwed everything up.
On purpose, just to upset
On purpose,
you.
Yeah. I mean, you know, because that when people get elected like that, they like to get in and screw stuff up.
Some people do, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Some people do, though. I know. Yeah. Like, I got to backtrack what I just said there.
Maybe, you know, because I'm no spring chicken, but I am an optimist. And here I'm thinking it kind of makes sense that he doesn't do all this stuff the moment he gets in office, right? It's a 4-year ride. It takes a little while. You know, we got a little bit of time. The American memory, not so good. I'd liken it to a goldfish. We're not good at keeping our attention, you know? And so 2 years in, not quite, but almost 2 years in, feels kind of appropriate to me. It's huge, first of all. I mean, this is millions of people, tens of millions of people are going to be touched by this. And hopefully it sort of helps dig in a little bit. This is some seriously meaningful action. You know?
Well, and so, Evan, your vote was just purchased then, is what you're saying.
Hey, now.
I had you set me up nicely for that, because, I mean, that is, quote, one of the criticisms. Of course, you know, Biden hasn't done anything for 2 years. And now all of a sudden, as we come into an election cycle, here he goes giving away free money.
Isn't that how it works, though? I mean, it is. It is transactional. You vote for somebody that does something that you need. That you want, you know?
Thank you. Wait, I was like, I love the argument of going, well, he just bought people's vote. It's like, you know what? The whole, you know, our whole system
That's how of, it works.
Quote, you know, Republican democracy, republic, you know, all this, whatever. It's like, look, you know, when you start to recognize the amount of, quote, money, handout, subsidies, the amount of money floating around, for people to sit there and go, hey, I don't like that handout. It's like, well, then, how about every single handout? Then?
800
Let's
trillion.
Really put the scrutiny down to all of the handouts.
Excuse me. 800 billion to the Pentagon, unaudited. We don't know what happened. You know, it's just a black hole of cash. Yet this is too much.
It's like, well, you know, so I don't know. Did he buy people's votes, or did he deliver a promise that he made while he was campaigning to be president? President Biden campaigned on student loan forgiveness. Now, my criticism is that it's not enough.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I don't think he actually did deliver on the promise of student loan forgiveness. I think this just kind of tinkers around the edges and doesn't really do enough for a lot of people. You're a great example of this now sets you free. That's awesome. However, we said, what about other people who might not be in that same situation. How do they benefit or, you know, not? And so somebody with over $10,000 who doesn't have Pell Grants, who went for a master's degree and then decided to go after their doctorate, might have accumulated anywhere from $40,000 to $100,000. And so $10,000 forgiveness didn't really do a whole lot of anything for that person. And then what happens to that person who had been paying on their student loan for 15, 16 years? And after that point, got hustled by a student loan debt consolidation company, went for the debt consolidation because, hey, that lowered my monthly payments. And now because, oh, I said me, maybe I'm revealing something.
Now you barely scratched the interest.
Now my private student loan, because I consolidated it, none of it now qualifies for any forgiveness.
Oh,
for any of it.
And see, that's sort of what I was getting at.
Still on the hook for everything.
That's what I was getting at earlier, as far as, you know, there are some people that are going to get really amped up. They're going to get very excited here, and then they're going to have it ripped away, you know? Because some people don't think in those
terms. I'm like, hey, look, what about the fact that, you know, and so the student loan forgiveness, because this is another aspect of the, you know, the wiping the debt forgiveness is that there's a public service forgiveness point where we're saying, hey, if you've spent 10 years in service of others and you've done some good work publicly for a nonprofit and you paid regularly for 10 years, you get student loan forgiveness. Well, guess what? I know somebody who paid well over 10 years nonstop, never missing a payment, then consolidated later. Now, why is that person, okay, let's be honest, it's me. Why do I not get to get any forgiveness? I played by all the rules. I just consolidated my loan because it was actually saved me some monthly payments, and now I'm out of it.
I'm in agreement. I'm in agreement with you.
But you know what? It's better, though, when somebody else calls. Jeannie from Eau Claire, thank you so much for calling. Jeannie, do you have student loans that you're going to have forgiven?
I'm 67, so mine are long gone. And guess what? It cost a whole lot less money. Even for my master's, it was unbelievably a lot less. It's a horrible thing that you guys are in this debt like this. And I think it's a great thing. And I think it's a great investment, especially in Evan, because he just works so hard. And just as a gift, you know, to the airways and just a good person. And I can't see any better way to spend tax dollars. And all the gifted people out there and the need for education and all the great students who keep up, even though they're going to debt, they need to be rewarded.
It's true.
This is ridiculous. They shouldn't even have, you know, interest on the loans if they're making their payment. And they should get a cut. I mean, when I found out how much it cost to go to school, heck, I paid $25 a month rent. And when I got my undergraduate degree, it was like $200 at the most a semester. I think my master's was a couple thousand. It's unbelievable.
It really is.
I mean, it's terrible, and wages haven't gone up. You guys deserve it, and you should write a letter or let you know, the people that are putting money in, our people that are educated, know what happened to you, sir, and maybe they'll do something with that.
Come on, I've got the biggest mouthpiece, Busted Pencils. It's a nationally broadcast show on the internet. I mean, I got to be sure that, you know, if President Biden himself, his chief of staff, isn't listening right now and hears my plight. But no, Jeannie, thank you so much for recognizing that. And Jeannie, what you point out, though, too, is one of the issues that I hear from people who talk about this in a negative way. They're like, look, you know, when I went to school, I worked my way through college and I paid my tuition. And it's like, well, when did you go to school? Because if it was 10 years ago, it was a lot cheaper. If it was 20 years ago, it was a lot cheaper. If it was 30 years ago, my goodness, the fact that you could work, pay rent, and pay off your tuition while you're going to school, that was a reality.
Yep.
Right now, we talk about the price, and that we started the show with going, okay, we do have to do something about the high price of higher education, but the cost to get an undergraduate degree at a state institution is going to cost, and around, you know, at the low side, $25,000.
Yeah.
Okay. $25,000 for a state institution, right? You know, that's room, but people are like, well, you don't have to live there. Okay, fine. Tuition itself then is, I don't know, in-state tuition at a state institution in Wisconsin. I don't know, Wisconsin, you know, the UW system, what is it, $6,000 a semester, $8,000 or maybe $8,000 a year. So times that times four, there you go, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, and that's, yeah, that's on the low end. Let's be real.
That's the low end, right? That's the low end. That's a state subsidized. Okay. Although that we could also point to the fact that going, boy, the state hasn't been kicking in their fair share towards public higher education. That's been kind of slowly decimated over the 30 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, so it's not, people are like, well, just work your way while you're in college. I can tell you that also as a person in higher education who's worked with multiple students over the last 25 years, I have full-time students, Evan, right now, who are working full-time.
Yep. And they're not earning enough.
Yes. And they have student loans. So this whole lazy student narrative is a bunch of crap.
And on sort of the flip side of that, 100 people, I've heard this argument as well. $125,000, goodness, these people should be able to pay for their loans. I mean, come on now, it's 2022. $125,000 is not what it was in the 80s. People,
no.
Yeah, now if you're making less than $50,000 a year, good luck buying a home, you know, keeping a car in good condition for years and years without having to, you know, get into more debt buying another one.
This is another, but you point out another thing there, and I think Jeannie was talking about this. She was moving in this direction too, was to say, you know what, Evan, guess what? Why would we want to do this? Let's go back to you. You're a great example. Why would we want to do this for you? Because right now we have created you. Guess what? You are going to now spend more money,
yeah,
because you have some more money available. You're now actually going to be part of revving up the economy.
And I have plenty
because to you
spend
now have the ability to take that monthly payment that you were, and guess what? You can put it towards something else. Maybe you can actually move out of that tent in the back of the radio station,
right,
there,
man.
And maybe you can look at getting an apartment. You know,
it's wild. I mean, and it's a state of mind thing, too. People got to remember the mindset of being tens of thousands of dollars in debt. Maybe weighs on you isn't even the right way to put it, but it figures into how you think about your future, right?
Well, let me tell you, it suffocates you.
Yeah.
Okay? So you were kind of being light. So now, you know, go back to my own situation here. I have, you know, taking out loans all the way through my doctorate, was paying them back for a long time. And, you know, got hustled by a student loan debt consolidation company that said, hey, Tim, you want to lower your monthly payments? And I was like, do I want to? How about I need to?
Yeah, yeah.
And so guess what? I lowered my monthly payments. I went through a student loan consolidation and, in fact, you know, refinanced my loan. And a private company now owns my student loan. And I'm not forgiven in this, quote, giveaway, supposedly, to people. I don't get anything from this. And I now also have two kids in college, right? Two of my own. So I got my student loan. I got them looking at student loans. So when you talk about going like, what is it like to carry this around? You said it's heavy. It's suffocating.
Yeah,
it's,
man,
suffocating.
I'm glad you brought it up too, just because we're hearing, you know, it's a lot of celebratory sort of, you know, people have this sort of energy about this situation, and the problem is not yet solved.
People, no, it's like not solved. Exist. And let me tell you, both my son and daughter will benefit from even this student loan forgiveness. It's helpful. But the suffocating fact, and we just have to look at this and go, okay, you know, debt for a higher education so that you're a contributing taxpaying. Should we really be making interest off of people who take out a loan to better themselves? Really? I mean, my goodness. And the fact is that some people over this term who have, you know, I know people who have paid the full balance of their loan three times, but still owe more money because of the interest and the interest accrual. My goodness. 844-967-2789. If you want to jump in with student loan forgiveness, we are here to forgive you. Busted Pencils, more after the break. Educators talking education, student loan forgiveness tonight, and last call. Jeannie, thank you for calling last.
Oh, we love hearing segment. From Jeannie.
Love hearing from Jeannie. If you want to join the show, we got one more. You got one more time, 844-967-2789. You know, we're talking about student loan forgiveness. Good thing, bad thing. Well, you know, okay, let's give the other argument a try. So from the Heritage Foundation, why Biden's student loan bailout is unfair. Quote, in unilaterally canceling up to $20,000 in student loan debt for borrowers earning less than $125,000 annually, the Biden administration on Wednesday put into motion a plan that will further inflate college costs, hinder economic growth, reward upper income earners, and provide a major handout to woke institutions of higher education.
Please tell me what that means. Woke institutions. Please.
Well, I'm glad you kind of laid yourself right on that one, because you know what the real issue is here? And this to me is, thank you, Heritage Foundation, for telling the truth about what it is that really bothers you about this. The fact that people are getting educated in colleges, in institutions of higher education, you're just really upset that people are going and getting educated and learning about the reality, learning about the real world. You're going to call it woke. I'm going to call it just educated.
Yeah, just being being aware and sensitive.
Yeah, a lot of people who don't like student loan forgiveness don't like education. This is really, they're just so angry because, holy crap, maybe more people might want to go to college now. And you know what they teach you in college, don't you? They teach you to be woke, or they teach you to wake up and pay attention.
Socialist.
Okay. Yeah. So you want to call it woke? Fine. Woke, wake up and pay attention. So by being educated, I'm less likely to believe nonsense I read in the Heritage Foundation, because I was educated. And right away, when I hear somebody throw out the flag of woke, I know right away, they just revealed the reality of what it is that they're really against.
Yeah.
They just don't like education. My goodness, thank goodness I'm so in debt the way I am, because if I wasn't in such debt, I wouldn't be able to take apart the Heritage Foundation on a regular basis.
Oh, I love 844-967-2789,
844-967-2789.
Really took one for the team, man. Thank you.
You know, student loan forgiveness, there it is. It's out there. $10,000 on $125,000 earning or less. If you are a Pell Grant recipient, up to $20,000. What a wonderful day. As we said, we've got a great case study, Evan, right there. He will be free debt. He will be debt free. He is clean. I love that word, clean.
Might have, you know, different debt, but this is a big one.
Yeah,
all joking aside, this is huge for me.
Think of what this does too to your psychology, right? The way this puts you in a position now to even go, it's like, okay, it was worth it. It was worth getting an education. It was worth this. Holy crap, somebody sees the hard work I put into making myself better. Somebody gave me some help because I made myself better, and now I'm a better citizen contributing to the world in a better way. My goodness, let's forgive everything. In fact, my goodness, President Biden, I'm one of those people that says you haven't done enough. I think you're just...
You say I'm a perfect example. You're a perfect example.
Well, you know, I'm going to point it out there. I mean, you know, people are always like, hey, you're just, you know, you're only worried about yourself. Darn right. That's all I care about is myself, Evan. And so here I am on the show making sure that everybody knows the reason I don't like student loan forgiveness doesn't have anything to do with the fact that I don't like student loan forgiveness. It doesn't apply to me. Okay, wait a minute. Where's mine? So I guess I'm one of those. Where's mine? What I'm not going to do, though, is go, Evan, and since I didn't get mine, you're not getting yours either.
Sure.
Okay. That's the issue that I have. And well, okay. One other person, though, who was trying to give us an example of how to do student loans the right way, Senator Marco Rubio. I don't know if you saw this,
My
Evan,
favorite.
But he took out $100,000. I mean, big, like he took out $100,000 in student loan debt, yeah, and he paid it all back by writing
individual.
A book.
Oh,
he wrote
man.
A book.
Oh, man.
No, he wrote a book. And oh, so I'm like, okay. So, dude, I write a book and I'm in.
Let's
really?
Do it. Yeah, let's do it.
I'm like, oh my goodness, I didn't even take out $100,000. I should be able to maybe by writing a magazine article,
Hell
I should
yeah.
get my debt forgiven. I don't even have to write a whole book. Come on, Senator Rubio, the fact that you got a book deal that paid off your student loan, do you think it has anything to do with your stature?
We all know the
status?
RNC bought every copy of that book.
God forbid I would point out your unearned privilege, the fact that you're a senator, the fact that you have no sense of what it means to actually live in the real world and pay any type of debts the way the rest of us do. My goodness, really, you got on TV, you made it public that you are such a hardworking young man. You paid back $100,000 in student loan debt by writing a book or becoming an elected senator. My, come on, man. It reminds me of that old ESPN. Come on, man.
Or Earl. You know? That's one of his catchphrases. Come
yeah.
on,
oh,
man.
Oh, that's right, too. And Earl's like, come yep. on, man. This is an absolute, come on, Marco.
It is, too.
You cannot be going there, really, because you can't be wanting me to believe that, oh, if Senator Rubio paid off $100,000, then yeah.
If
President
he did
Biden, I don't need that debt forgiveness. I'm going to go out and write me a book, because when I write me a book the way Senator Rubio did, I get to pay off all my student loans. If only that were the case. My goodness. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk every Tuesday. Evan, thanks for hanging in there tonight.
Man, there's going to be a lot more to come on this. I mean, I think your example really does, it really, really does show that this story is not yet over. We have a lot more to learn.
We have a lot more to learn. And I tell you what, and when we do, you come back here, Busted Pencils, fully leaded. See you next week.
Want more Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils, or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
Hey, this is Tim from Rise Against here on Busted Pencils Radio.
This is Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.
We are Busted Pencils!